Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to this new year. It is now 2015, and I hope all of our cruises have a wonderful year ahead of them. I'd like to start by thanking and publicly acknowledging our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. AGLCA, which is what we call ourselves for short, is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and camaraderie of America's Great Loop. For those not familiar with the Great Loop, it is the continuous waterway that circles the eastern portion of North America. Our association was formed to disseminate information about this awesome journey. For those wishing to learn more about the Great Loop, feel free and please do visit our website at www.greatloop.org. Non-members can join the association at the site, and anyone can sign up for our one-day seminars. They're called Looping Lifestyles, and it'll give you a good flavor about what the Loop lifestyle is really about. Right now, we are filled. There's no room left at the Fort Myers Lifestyle Seminar in about 10 days, and Kim Russo, our new director, is busily planning the next 3 or 4 or 5. So keep visiting our webpage for more information. I'm really excited to welcome our guest host this week, Flint and Leslie Firestone. I first met Leslie and Flint way back at the first rendezvous that I was involved with in Charleston. Leslie came to the hotel that very first morning, and she was just there to help, which I thought was so much so looper of her. Leslie and Flint have been helping other loopers ever since then. They've been members since 2003, and they completed their loop in 2011. They're now living what we call the life after the loop, wintering in Marathon, Florida. Leslie and Flint, thank you so much for giving us some part of your time today. I really appreciate it. This is what, your fourth year in Marathon for the winter?
This is our third year in Marathon.
Third year. Okay. Well, I knew it was a couple of years. Well, welcome here. And I guess my first question is, why Marathon? Why the Keys? Why Florida? What drove you to, I guess, the cold drove you to warmer weather. But why did you decide to settle in the Keys for your winters?
Well, we chose the Keys because, one, we heard a lot about it while we were doing the loop, and number two, and probably the most important reason, is we found that this is the place where the temperature stays at most of the time above, at least above 70 degrees all winter long, and with the heated pools and all, we can swim all year, and if you're into snorkeling or diving, wetsuit, you can do that all year down here, all winter long.
And many of our looper friends would spend the winter here, so that was a draw too. And we just enjoy the camaraderie with other loopers so much that we wanted to spend a significant amount of time with the people that we got to know on our loop.
And you're at the Marathon Marina? Which marina?
No, we're at Banana Bay Marina, which is
Banana
on
Bay.
The Bay.
Okay, fantastic. Are there a lot of loopers there this year?
A lot of gold loopers are in here this year.
Great. How much research did you do before you settled on the Keys and Banana Bay?
Well, the first year that we came down, we were at Dockside, and we were there with the bunch with a lot of people that we had been cruising with 2008 to 2011. And we actually went up and sold our big boat there. But the reason we went to Dockside again is because of the people that we had met while we were doing the loop kept talking about Dockside, and that's where a lot of our friends were, and we heard so much about it. That's why we decided that for the first year.
Now, there's many marinas in the Marathon area, some of which are on Boot Key Harbor, which is a very large harbor where Dockside is, and Sombrero, and Marathon Marina. Now, the City Marina is there also, and they not only have some docks, but most of their business is mooring field, and they have hundreds of boats on the mooring field there. So you have many options for dockage.
I've heard, I have not been to Florida in the wintertime. I've heard it can be very expensive, dockage, and what is the typical per foot fee? Or I guess really that you have special rates, monthly rates. You don't pay for bike by foot for an overnight slip the way you do if you're a real transient.
Right, right. Now, most people who come as part of their loop spend a significant amount of time here, so they do get monthly rates. And I would say per foot, the monthly rate ranges from, I don't know, maybe 18 to 22, somewhere in that area. And most places have cable TV. Some places have swimming pools, which is nice. Banana Bay, where we're at now, has a beautiful heated swimming pool and hot tub, so we enjoy that part of it.
And mooring, of course, is less expensive.
Yes, much less expensive. I think probably a mooring ball at this point is about $350, and then you pay a dinghy fee to bring your dinghy into the marina. To go, you know, traveling. And they have bike racks that you can leave your bike at. So they're pretty well set up for boaters there.
All right.
Of course, with the mooring ball, you lose a lot of the social aspect of being able to mingle with your fellow boaters.
Thank you.
That's true, but people on a mooring field we'll bring our dinghies in like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's a tiki hut right there, and everybody gathers around there kind of like in the evening and stuff. And a lot of times they will have a potluck on special occasions, or somebody will call out special, you know, they're going to just have a potluck up at the tiki hut. And there's a net that is down here. It's on channel 68 every morning at 10 o'clock, or 9 o'clock, I'm sorry, that anybody with VHF radio obviously can get on, and that's where all the announcements are made, what's going on in Marathon for all the boaters down here.
And they have buy and sell parts of that where if you want to sell something, you can put it on the net. So, you know, it's good for boaters to be a part of that so they can not only hear what's going on, but they can interact with each other in many ways.
Sure, that is fantastic. Do you do much cruising among the Keys, or do you basically stay at Marathon?
We basically stay at Marathon.
But not everybody does that. There are many who cruise to other Keys, and there are state parks on the Keys where you can either get a dock at some of them or you can anchor off of them and, you know, take advantage of what goes on in the state parks. And, of course, there's Key West. We can't leave out Key West. Many people will cruise to Key West, especially for the holidays, and spend a couple of days there.
Tell me what your favorite things to do are in Marathon. I know there's just, you can keep as busy as you want.
Oh, boy. It seems like the cruisers that come in here, the favorite things that they like to do is go to Publix and the Home Depot, it seems like. But there's a lot of other things. Old West Marine is also here, so there's a lot of different things that you can do here. And one of the things is that we've been to is the Turtle Hospital. They actually have an ambulance here that if they get a call I guess any place really in Florida or whatever, they will go and pick up the turtle and bring it back down here and nurse it back to where they can release it if they can. Some of them, they can't, so they will keep them here and they'll just live out their life as happily as they can here in the pools that they have for them. But it's really interesting to go in there and listen to them talk about these turtles and what kind of accidents they have with boats and what they're doing to try to help them to release them back into the wild once again. Of course, the other thing is that just watching the dolphins and the manatees down here come around, like in Boot Key Harbor, we're at the anchorage, they have manatees probably that come through there just about every day.
Really?
Another thing that is enjoyable to do and educational is Pigeon Key. That's a very small island just in the beginning part of the 7 Mile Bridge. And they take you there by boat, by just small craft. And
uh-huh.
There is a gentleman, and maybe they have some ladies who do it as well, who tell you all about Flagler and how he built the railroad coming down through the Keys to Key West and what they went through to build that railroad. And they had to bring in all of the supplies to build it, plus water. There's no fresh water here, and the food to feed everybody. They had thousands of people here building the railroad, and that's a very interesting trip to make.
Oh, I can imagine. That would be wonderful.
The thing that I found interesting about it is the guy said that the railroad was built between 1908 and 1912, 4 years to build the railroad, right, from like St. Augustine down to Key West. When the hurricane took out the railroad bridge and they were putting in the car bridge, it took them 4 years just to build the 7 Mile Bridge with all the modern equipment at in the day. So we just thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you mentioned hurricanes. I know we're, you know, the hurricane season is well past, but is that a concern for you in, you know, in the Keys when you're there in the winter?
No, not at all. We do get some northerlies that blow through here when the fronts come through, but winds are typically, I don't know, 20, 25, and it usually only lasts for 1-2 days at the most.
Now, on the bay side, the marinas on the bay side have an issue with seagrass when the northerly winds blow, because it blows seagrass into the marina, and that can tend to have a bit of an odor after a while. But they try to keep it out as much as they can. Our marina is building a bubbler system to keep the seagrass out. So, you know, they work hard at trying to make it good for the boaters here.
One thing
we probably should talk about is traveling from one place to another. I know most loopers bring bikes, and that's a very good thing to have here, because I would say most of the shopping is within probably a 4 or 5 mile stretch from Vaca Bridge to the 7 Mile Bridge is where most of the shopping is.
Uh-huh.
And most people have bikes that they use to go to stores and to do their shopping. But to go to Key West, I would say most loopers wouldn't have a vehicle. And it's 50 miles to Key West. So they have a bus that goes there a number of times a day. And for seniors, it only costs $1.50 each way to ride the bus to Key West and back again. So we thought that was a real bargain.
Bargain. That's great. I'm just
going
to break quickly for a commercial. I'd like to get back to the provisioning, if that's okay, Leslie. Just give us a minute. Thanks.
Think automotive and marine fuels are the same? Think again. Valtec Marine Fuels are specially formulated for marine engines. They contain additional marine-grade fuel additives that are designed to prevent problems that may be associated with automotive-grade gasoline, ethanol, and truck-grade diesel fuel when used in marine engines. Valtec is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA, For more information, visit www.valvetech.com.
Thanks, Beth. Provisioning again, Leslie and Flint, is it a big deal? I mean, you said it's 7 miles. Is it difficult to get your groceries and bring them back on bicycles? And what about larger items that you might need?
No, like from the City Marina or even where we're at, well, from City Marina and where the marine, mooring balls are, when they get ashore, they're probably 3/4 of a mile, and a lot of people ride their bike or just even walk up to the store. And
oh, it is that close. Okay, that's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, that's the furthest to Publix. Home Depot is even closer, and West Marina is just around the corner from them. And as far as LP Gas, there's LP Gas almost catty-cornered across the street from the City Marina. And here, where we're at on the Bayside, I think we're like a half a mile from Publix grocery store, and we're right across the street from Home Depot. So it's very convenient since Leslie works at Publix and I work at Home Depot part-time. So,
fantastic. What is the atmosphere like? I mean, is it a big party all the time, or is it quiet? You know, what's the feeling of Marathon?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a party all the time, but, boy, there's a lot of them that do go on. since we were at Dockside for a year, we have a whole group of friends over there that we get together with regularly. We play golf, group of them, every Wednesday afternoon, and then all of us go to Key Colony to a restaurant for happy hour, and we could have up to 40 people at happy hour there after the golf game. And there's potlucks that happen all the time. In our marina, we all gather out at what we call the point around 4 or 5 every day and just chat and have a drink and watch the sun go down. So there's lots of gathering times for boaters in the area. And as you get to know more people, you have more opportunities for gathering times. And, you know, boaters love to get together and have docktails.
And what about history? Are there historical sites you can sightsee to see? Is there a lot of, you know, you had mentioned some of the places, but if you're a history buff, will you find enough to do?
Well, Pigeon Key would be the big history here in Marathon. In Key West, there are several forts and that they can tour down there. I know they had some pirates. Weekend down there about a month ago that was taking one of the forts right outside of Key West.
And the other place that people can go to is called the Dry Tortugas, and it is an island about 70 miles from Key West that used to be a fort, and you have to have your own provisioning with you. There isn't anything there. So, I mean, you have to have your own water and your own sanitary facilities, and, you know, you have to make sure that you're well taken care of on your own before you go there. And then weather could keep you from coming back. So, you know, a lot of people do go there and spend a couple of days touring there and then come back to Key West again.
If you had 2 weeks to spend in the Keys, what would you not want to miss?
Boy, that's an interesting question. There's just so much to see. Well, the Pigeon Key would be one in Marathon, the Turtle Hospital. There's also an aquarium that just opened up in April down here that I went through.
Oh, okay.
You can even feed the sharks here by hand. They have, if you scuba dive, they'll put you in the tank, and it's kind of interesting. They have this thick glass wall between the two tanks, sharks in one tank, you in the other tank, and they have little holes that you can, they put the food on the stick, and you put the stick through, and the sharks will come up and eat it off the stick. So that's kind of neat.
My goodness, yeah. Could be a little intimidating.
Yeah, I would think.
I'm trying to picture, my geography's never been great, but from the mainland of Florida, how far is Marathon?
50 miles from Florida City.
Oh, Wow, that's not far at all.
Yeah, you can easily
get there in a day, even at crawler speed.
Yeah, you have to understand, well, that's road miles now. I don't know how far it is via the waterway.
It took us 2 days.
From Fort Lauderdale, it took us
3 days
to get here.
And it can be pretty shallow. There are two passages that you can take, either the Hawks Channel Passage, which is on the ocean side, or the Florida Bay Passage, which is really part of the ICW. It can get a little shallow on the Florida Bay side, but it can get real tough on the Hawks Channel side. So you really have to make a decision about which side you're going to come down on, according to what the weather's like.
So we carry a 4 foot draft, and we had no trouble coming down on the bay side at all.
Your draft is fantastic, though, for great places to get to that other people can. So that's wonderful. To our listeners out there, Flint and Leslie had a much bigger boat when they did the loop, and since then they've downsized to a trailer, about 26 foot boat, and just go all over the country, which I think is a wonderful lifestyle. But I guess one last question. Why Marathon and why the Keys rather than going over to the Bahamas for the winter?
One thing is distance, I guess, between Florida and the Bahamas. On this little 26-foot boat, I'm just kind of leery about going across. I know I can watch the weather, and we could make it probably without any trouble. I only carry 100 gallons of fuel, gas, but if I stay in the Abacos, they told me that's not a problem either. The other thing for me is there's a tax, if you will, or an entry fee to go into the Bahamas that I think for like our 40-foot trawler was like $300, $350, something like that. And I just didn't want to spend that money.
And from what I've read, life in general is just much more expensive in the Bahamas than it is in Florida.
Yes, exactly. And really, the weather is just about the same. The Bahamas over the wintertime have a lot of wind problems over there. And really, a lot of our friends don't even leave the Keys until April and May to go over to the Bahamas.
Really?
Yeah, that's the
real idea. Yeah. And, of course, with the Bahamas, you do have the, I don't want to say problems, but you have the considerations of being in a different country and internet and cell phone coverage and all that can be just much more problematic.
It is.
Talking about the Bahamas, that we will try to cover the Bahamas in the next week or two on one of our blog radio segments, since it is an alternative for boaters in general. Leslie and Flint, is there anything you'd like to just say about Marathon or any other Keys before we close up for the day? I know you really love it there.
Well, I guess we have made it our home. Our hailing port on our boat is Marathon, Florida, and we're here 6 months every year. And we get involved in activities here. We volunteer at festivals, and we volunteer at a live theater that they have here. And we found a wonderful church on Big Pine Key, so we really have made this our home for the foreseeable future in the wintertime. And any looper who comes or anyone who comes, just look us up in Banana Bay, and we'll help you with whatever we can.
And there is a good taxi service here. They charge you $5 for any place in town.
Ah, it just sounds, the convenience is fantastic. That's wonderful. I think that's about it, unless you'd like to add anything else. Please, Leslie and Flynn, say hello to all of our loopers down there and tell them Janice and Kim and Steve said hello. And everybody just have a wonderful new year and stay well. And again, thank you, Flint and Leslie. I really appreciate it. Until next week.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, thank you. And this Leslie and Flint were able to help us out on very short notice. I think I got in touch with them yesterday, so that was wonderful. Happy New Year, everybody, and until next week, safe cruising. Bye.